This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:06 and it is Friday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by The Ticket Clinic. You can watch this show. Hello, good morning. You should watch it on Fridays. It's a party. We can do the montage. There's a lot of dancing and people freaking out, like cartwheels and headstands and stuff. So go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass. We've got a guy, Vaughn, who's running the whole camera. He's super clever with the way he cuts back and forth. Or so I hear. I don't know. I don't get a chance to watch it because I'm on. Although you can watch it all day. He loops it throughout the day. And then on the weekend, he'll take all 5 days and loop those. So won't you join us in our little TV show?
Won't you be our friend?
Won't you be our computer friend? Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay. All right. Here we go with the early edition of The Trash. Hooman, I had a couple things for you. Uzi just handed me... There's going to be a J. Paul Getty movie. It's called All the Money in the World.
Damn.
And Kevin Spacey is going to be playing J. Paul Getty. And he's unrecognizable in the makeup.
Wow. So do you know anything about John Paul Getty?
Well, I know he's got that castle down south that you can go and pay to get into. And it's gorgeous. And I know that you know one of his sons.
Yeah. So John Paul Getty had... either four boys from four different women or five boys from five different women.
Oh.
And Gordon Getty, who's here locally, is the one that was basically the economic genius of the family. And he's the one that got the majority of the inheritance and, you know, brought a reinsurgence to the Getty name and the Getty fortune. And he's the one that, you know, is the one that built that museum down in L.A., the Getty Museum.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was that what, that must have been one of their homes or something, and he just turned it into a museum?
No. They have so much art.
Oh, so they just built a place for it.
Yeah.
That place is amazing.
Amazing. Incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Well, it's about, I guess, the story of the 1973 kidnapping in Italy of John Paul Getty III. He was the rebellious teenage grandson of oil billionaire J. Paul Getty, who was reluctant to pay the $17 million ransom demanded by the kidnappers. The kidnapper sent a lock of hair in the kid's severed right ear to the family to say, we're not kidding. We need that ransom money.
Yeah, so I'm friends with the guy who got kidnapped, his daughter. Her name is Anna Getty.
Oh.
And so from John Paul Getty comes George, Jean, Eugene, Paul, Gordon, and Timothy.
So, but check this out. Eventually, they convinced the J. Paul Getty to pay a $2.9 million ransom. The kid was freed after 6 months. He'd been chained to a stake in a cave in Italy for 6 months. Jesus.
Crazy, right?
It's called All the Money in the World. Anyway, the trailer's out.
How old was the person?
It was a teenager. Oh.
It's severely like, can I use the word handicapped him for the rest of his life? Can I see, what's the word? I don't know what the word is.
Anyway, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, infected him afterwards.
Yeah, I'll bet that being chained to a stake in Italy and having your ear cut off.
You'd never be the same again.
Yeah, you'd be ruined.
Yeah.
Here's something else for you. This is the one I didn't get to yesterday.
All right.
This is a story about Thor.
Mm.
It's hard to imagine anyone but Chris Hemsworth playing Thor. Actually, it's not that hard, but he's currently Thor. He almost lost out to his brother Liam. Could you picture Liam?
I can't.
As Thor?
Liam doesn't look Scandinavian enough. Because Thor, you know, he's from the Scandinavian gods, and he's got to look like he's from Sweden or Norway or Finland or somewhere around there. Chris Hemsworth passes. Liam does doesn't look Scandinavian at all. Nothing.
Chris says that when he first auditioned for Kenneth Branagh, that's the director, he thought he nailed it, and he never heard anything back. But Liam sent an audition tape from Australia and ended up getting a couple callbacks. Like, he was in the running with a couple other people. Liam was one of the top four or five guys in the running. None of them ended up getting the part. So Chris went in again and got it because he wanted to show up his brother. He says, that second audition was a lot different than my first one. I came in kind of with a little, I guess, motivation and maybe frustration that my little brother had gotten further than I. The sibling rivalry sort of kicked up in me. And then it moved pretty quick from there. It was cool.
And also out of the three brothers, I mean, you know, just my personal opinion, I think Chris is the best looking of the three.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen the third
Here,
one, right?
I'll
He's very unremarkable.
Picture.
Isn't he sort of a regular looking guy in the other two?
Yeah,
are,
we've had this conversation. Seen him before, right? Yeah.
This is Liam?
Yeah. No, that's Chris. That's Liam.
Oh.
And that's the
weird guy.
Oh, is he weird looking?
Well, I mean, that's how you're referring to him,
oh,
right?
Oh, he's actually he's cute, but in his own way. They don't look alike. He's cute, though. I like his eyes. Liam. But he's yeah, the odd man out. Yeah, the one who's not an actor. The one who's a head shorter than the other two. I don't know what happened to that guy. Stunted jeans,
the male
I guess.
Man's kid.
He's cute, though. He's not a bad looking dude. Did you see the picture of him? He's not a bad looking dude.
Not what Hooman's showing.
But he's definitely different looking.
Let's see.
He reminds me
of... Oh, my God.
He's cute, though. Nice
he's
eyes.
He's got crazy eyes.
Oh, you don't
wonderful
so?
Blue eyes, but crazy eyes. Like, he's pissed. The other two are so much more handsome and
he
taller kinda than him.
He kind of looks like the guy, you know, the movie The Kingsman, and they're doing another one where, I guess, it's set
in Texas.
I saw
the commercial yesterday.
So that dude who plays the young Kingsman, he reminds me of that guy.
His name is Luke Hemsworth.
I've seen him act in a film. I saw an Australian movie that he's not a bad actor. He's actually pretty good.
Doesn't he look short there?
Yeah, no, he is short.
He's 5'11". He's not that short.
Well, those other two must be just, you know, 6'5". Mm-hmm. 6'6". They seem like fun. I mean, I have to say that Chris seems fun anyway. When he hosts Saturday Night Live, he just is not afraid to poke fun at himself. And that scene in the new Vacation movie.
Yeah.
He's so good in that movie, he steals the whole movie. They should just really go to his house for the whole movie and just stay there and let him be hilarious. He's like a weatherman at this
it's
local.
It's just a Wiener Envy story, though, isn't it?
It's not just that. Because, it's so enormous that it's ridiculous, and he's got these tight, like, I don't know if they're boxer shorts or, you know, but
yeah,
like
boxer
the
briefs.
Boxer briefs. But he keeps putting his leg up on stuff. But it's not just that. It's his whole thing where he's this weather dude who's, like, I don't know, where are they, Tennessee? I don't know. They got this huge spread. He goes out there, he's got bowls, and they're out on ATVs, and he's just the, you know, Mr. Manly Man. It's anyway, there you go. There's a couple for you, Hooman.
Thank you.
Happy Friday, my dear. Fergie and Josh Duhamel are separating.
I saw that yesterday.
They issued a statement saying, with absolute love and respect, we decided to separate as a couple earlier this year to give our family the best opportunity to adjust. We wanted to keep this as private, a private matter before sharing it with the public. We are and always will be united in our support of each other and our family.
I love them as a
I know.
Couple.
Me too. And you know, they were together 5 years before they even got married.
Yep.
And they had a kid 4 years ago. Oh my God, the kid's so cute. There's a lot of pictures of him in the press today.
What's the kid's name? Do you know?
Axel.
Yeah.
AXL. They didn't give a ton of specifics because, you know, you don't do that.
Well, we've had this one fight in the kitchen.
Was it the stripper that he slept with years ago? Was it the cocaine?
It was.
No, it wasn't.
They just celebrated their 8th anniversary in January. They both posted really sweet things on Instagram, you know.
What, about each other?
Yeah, about, you know, pictures of the family and happy
respect.
8 years, bae.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of crap.
Well, they got a kid.
Wait, happy 8 years right before they announced their divorce?
Well, January was their. So maybe something went wrong between January and now, or maybe they were. But I guess they've been separated for a little while. They're just trying to do it calmly. The 4-year-old Axel is just darling. So they were both photographed on Wednesday. Josh was with Axel and he was still wearing his wedding band. Here's those pictures. he was wearing the wedding band in this picture, and then there was, oh, and there's, oh, cute little four-year-old
well,
boy.
What I read was that, oh, there it is, the ring. Boy, they really just zoom in on that crap.
They sure do. And here he is on Thursday, not wearing the ring.
Not wearing it. Well, so here's the thing that I read was they were doing a great job keeping it quiet, and then Fergie had to go promote her new album.
Yep.
And there was no way to sit there and
pretend she was madly in love.
Lie to the people as they keep asking questions about her life and whatnot. So that's probably where they finally went, yeah, all right, this has to.
She was not, even on Wednesday, she wasn't wearing a ring. She was in Brazil. She had four rings on her left hand that spelled out Ferg. So that's good. She has some nice bling. She is 42 and he's 44. So Josh Duhamel and Fergie are back on the market, you guys.
That stuff's tough.
It is. I don't wish breakups on anybody. People. I wish happiness.
Forget about the public being involved in your relationship and having us, like Yuzi just said it, I like them together. Mm-hmm. Like,
like, why do we have any investment in that?
I always looked at them.
People
and just
do,
like,
though.
Oh.
That's the reality, is celebrities have that added
pressure.
Drag of saying, we failed, and the people who liked her, you know, sorry, I'm not with her anymore, or vice versa, or however.
It's like when you quit smoking and you make a big, you know, public announcement about how you're quitting and this is it and it's final, and then, you know, your friends see you with a cigarette and they're like, oh, you loser. So on that scale, you're just like, you feel like, oh God, there's all that. Now you're a celebrity and you've quit smoking and like the entire world is writing diatribes in their blogs about it.
And they find him.
Yeah, they find you digging in the trash for that.
Yeah, you have to be more careful about, you know, what cigarette you pick off up off the parking lot, off the blacktop. Speaking of relationships that we want to see, I'd be fine if they broke up.
What?
A new couple?
This couple.
Okay.
Which one?
What's happening?
Ozzy and Sharon.
Oh.
Ozzy. They've been together for, I just feel like that thing seems super broken. Although, I don't know, maybe I do want them
to
stay together.
What bothers me, well, it doesn't bother me. I can see why they would say, let's just stay together. Here they are. Yeah. Well, how old is he?
Got to be in his late 67? 60s.
Yeah. 67. She's somewhere around there, right? Yeah. I don't think your life's over. I'm not trying to say that they don't.
68.
Okay, 68. Going through a disastrous divorce, splitting everything up, wasting 2 years on the back end of your life trying to sort all this out.
Right.
When in fact you probably still love each other, and it seems to me like it's better that they stay together. In my opinion.
They can find a way to do that.
Right.
Right.
And it looks like they have.
I mean, he's obviously gone off the rails before, but if
he's on a crazy train, you said. Of course, he's gone off the rails.
Put it this way,
But without her, like, completely not involved in his life, he would completely.
Yeah, be over.
He would have been dead 30 years ago.
You're right.
Well, I really don't know how he's still alive now. That's the point. To finish my thought, guys, what he got? One more minute left?
I don't know. Well, he's using those. I mean, all these mistresses.
The dude has abused his body and brain to the extreme.
Yeah. No, she's like a nursemaid to him, really. I mean, the guy's feeble.
I mean, kids.
And that was years ago when we were watching the Osbournes. I was like, oh, dude, it's over for that guy. But here he is 10 years later, a bunch of mistresses.
Anyone under 40 that passes, forget about kids. Anyone under 40, they're at heaven going to God. Ozzy, really? That guy still gets to walk around down there?
After everything he did?
He had to pull me?
All right, well, don't they say that about Keith Richards?
Yeah, like,
that guy's still alive?
He is the walking dead. He wouldn't need makeup to be an extra on that show.
I'm not sure. I may have read this wrong. I think the Rolling Stones are launching another tour right now.
I believe I've heard rumblings of that.
I don't remember.
Well, didn't they just do that coast to coast thing? That
The
old people coast to coast.
Oh, the classic rock fest.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did.
There's an East Coast and a West Coast location.
I know
they
put out
on
like a blues cover album not too long ago, but I was shocked to read they're doing another tour. He just had a baby.
I've seen they're doing
that's why they're going.
A brief tour, the No Filter tour.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's today?
I should probably see them before they go. Or not. I've lived this long.
I really love them so much. And I didn't pay attention to them until recently.
Oh, really?
To be honest, I've never really paid attention. And now I've looked back at all their work and gone, wow, they have a profound library.
They do. They've been pumping it out for years. I haven't really liked anything new in a long time.
Well, no, but in the 80s, Tattoo You was a really good album.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Ozzy and Sharon have been together 35 years. Rolling Stone says, what's your secret? He says, don't get caught with your mistress. Hilarious. Oh, he made a joke. He's 68. He's still making jokes. It's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
She did, of course, catch him with several mistresses. And I don't remember. What did she kick him out of the house? I can't. It wasn't very long. And then as soon as his tour got back underway, he was like, Sharon, I need you, please. Oh, all right, Ozzy. He said, on a more serious note, I suppose it's fair to say we love each other. I love her, and she loves me. She was brought up in a music industry, so she's not like a school teacher who married a rock star. There's no other woman I really want to spend the rest of my life with. You make a mistake, and you learn by it. She's made a few mistakes, and so have I. I'm not proud of all that crap.
He didn't say crap.
I upset my wife. I upset my family. I made a lot of shock and shame. I love my wife, and it made me realize what an effing idiot I've been. Oh, see, I forgive you. Come on. Come back over here. I've got you. Let's get your baby on, and I'll get you fed.
Listen to that person giggle.
Hilarious. You're talking about chopping up his penis.
That is graphic, ugly imagery. And she's just laughing and laughing. Oh, it's down the garbage disposal.
Maybe it made her nervous, and that's why she laughed.
You think? God.
Clean it up.
I mean, she knows who he is, Ozzy, I mean.
Right.
And he's the guy who says, well, I am Ozzy Osbourne, aren't I? Like, he excuses everything away as like, well, I am a rock star. Yeah. I'm Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, well, that's nice that the headphone's on.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. I did rock out so hard tonight. We're doing this one, too.
Oh, really?
Crazy.
You know what's crazy?
That's how it goes.
Listen to this.
What?
I've only read a little bit. I haven't resourced it completely. Look at you with all your mop hair.
It's all just...
I was reading about Black Sabbath and that... Ozzy never wrote any of those lyrics.
Yeah.
He did some of the melodies once the songs were sort of put together, but he never wrote any of those. And then in his solo stuff, he was just a master of hiring the best guitar players and never even wrote those lyrics either.
Mm.
So as we bitch about some of these young artists who have, you know, songs handed to them, you go, he's quietly just sort of cruised along as this,
oh, I pay for my songs.
Larger than life personality who didn't necessarily write anything on his hits.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
it was a surprise to me to read that.
And you know what's crazy about it is like I actually don't think he's a great singer at all.
He's a personality.
He's
I'm telling
just
you.
Right. I mean, he's the guy
the
who
front would man.
Come out on stage and allegedly bite the head off a bat.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh my God, Ozzy, oh my God, it's so great. Ozzy, Prince of Darkness.
He is great.
He is. I agree. I've seen him.
Do you think he wrote
that? Stands up there, and he was fat at the time, too. He was like, no top on, and just like walking around, like kind of sucking in his gut. Like, it's me, it's Ozzy. Love
yeah,
me.
Boy, you're doing it perfect right now. It's those old videos, yep.
He had a weird look on his face, too. And he would always put the black all the way around his eyes so that they looked real big and scary, like,
You couldn't see how messed up he was.
I saw Metallica open for them, like, it's sometime in the 80s. I was like, oh, man, they're too loud. I don't like them.
Do you think you wrote the lyrics for Close My Eyes Forever?
No.
It's a great song.
We'll find
out. Is that a great song?
It is.
It's a horrible song.
That's a terrible song.
That's one of the albums I broke at my metal station when that would come up on the thing. I'd be like, I am not. I'm saving all of you. This will never be played here again.
Is this Lita Ford?
Yes.
She sings on this. I like Lita Ford.
I love her, too.
Turn this up a little bit.
Close my eyes.
Forever. All right. Heard enough of that one. I don't know if I think that's a great song, Hooman, but if you love it, that's
He actually helped write that with her. Yeah. It looks like Lita Ford was once engaged to Tony Iommi, who was the guitar player for Sabbath.
Oh, funny. Huh. Oh, is this her? I like her. She had her moment.
The song came about by accident during a night of drinking and getting stoned when Lita was being managed by Ozzy's wife, Sharon. She says, "Close My Eyes was a mistake.
Oh.
It was just me and Ozzy and Sharon hanging around in the recording studio."
Well, sometimes the best songs are mistakes. Like a little jokey thing. Doesn't Radiohead say that about Creep? That they're like, that was just a stupid song that we made up.
They didn't even want to put it on an album.
We hate this song.
I love that song.
Oh my God, I'm totally with you.
Did they hate it after it was made?
Yeah, I think
it was a big success.
They must still play it, though. They must have to whip that out. I mean, that's...
I don't think they played it forever.
Really?
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, I've heard them be very vocal about like not liking it, thinking it was just a dumb, you know, stupid jam song that they... made up
anyway,
as a joke.
This song's horrible. I don't know how we even got talking about it. Yeah.
In 2016, they played that song Creep for the first time in 7 years.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I played it here.
That's good. I would wanna hear that. That's like my favorite song.
Yeah.
We probably listened to it about a year ago.
Probably. Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
If you want to feel guilty,
oh,
have
I
a kid.
Love that. Okay. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:39. I'm trying to keep my Friday excitement under wraps. Trying
Why?
To keep it crushed down. I'm just getting, I don't know, what is wrong with me? Like,
well,
I'm
Village
so happy.
Is here.
I know, that's got to be it.
Your old buddy.
The guy who introduced me and John is at my house right now, slumbering.
Were you dating Village when
I've never dated Village.
He's the one guy that you haven't boned?
Oh, there's been a few guys. We've been friends since high school. I've known him. His sister was in the same class as me, Denise Villa. And
hey, Denise.
Hey, Denise.
You're listening. So you never did Village?
No. And we knew each other all our whole lives. We lived a mile apart from each other. And we decided to do sleepovers at his house, and him and his brother Mark. Like, they'd all be, you know, peeking in on Denise and all her little friends. And
I thought you guys did, and then you were like, oh, well, we shouldn't have done that.
No, I forgot all about that. That
oh,
didn't
you
happen.
Did do
nah,
it.
That didn't happen.
You did.
No, it didn't happen.
What?
It didn't happen.
Look at you just
oh
changing
God.
Your own history.
I can't believe I would tell you that, like, of all the things.
What do you mean?
I thought you did, too, but I didn't want to say anything.
Thank you for not
of
saying.
Of course you
Thank
did.
Thank you, Uzet, for not saying.
Look at
I
you with your...
One time when
one
I was
guy.
19 and we did it, and then afterwards we're like, he goes, well, Sarah, I guess we can say we did that now.
I was oh, like, I totally remember that part.
Or we could just not say that we did it. We could just never tell anyone.
I think that was in The Secret Show, too.
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was.
I think it was in The Secret Show.
It was
show.
Because I remember we were downstairs in that
cone
in the nice studio.
Shame.
Let me I would never cone you on a Friday, don't
Let me
worry.
Just explain, though. This show's been going on 20 years,
right.
Long before A Secret Show ever happened. And I've gotten nuggets out of her long before.
Yeah, but not that
was
one.
Ever,
that
yes,
one was definitely
no
on The
wrong.
Secret Show. Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Yeah. I could cone you, but I'm benevolent.
Benevolent,
that's
really?
Right. Yeah. So anyways, I am super excited about that. Hooray, Village is at my house right now.
So you'll get home at lunchtime today, and then what? Just stare at each other till you can start having drinks?
I don't know. I was actually thinking about that. Like, I won't.
That's lame.
I won't start drinking early.
Hey, boy, you better have that drink ready for me when I get home.
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I won't
the
move. I won't start drinking. Oh, are you
get
kidding
hammered,
me? I'll pass
sleep
out
it
at
off,
7
and get,
o'clock.
No,
right.
Yeah, get
no,
hammered
Vinny.
Early.
Exactly.
Vinny,
sleep
you
it
proved
off.
That doesn't work.
No, it worked for a long time. It was fun. Get hammered early, sleep it off, and then you go out that night with all your friends and do it again.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do today, but I won't be drinking
that's
until at least dinner time because I can't. I'll just, that'll be it for me. And then I'll be all pissy in a bad mood if they try to wake me up. But I was thinking maybe I should try to get a nap, but I know there's no way I'm going to be able to sleep. I mean, look at me. I'm like shot out of a cannon today. Like, I can't wait to get home and see him. I can't wait.
And then you'll just.
And then we'll hang out. We'll go get lunch somewhere. We'll be laughing our asses off.
All right.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
Good for you.
Yeah. Ooh. This part of the show is brought to you by the Ticket Clinic. And speaking of tickets,
yes.
Jane has some for you. These are the good kind
the good
of tickets,
kind, right?
This Ticket Clinic, this is for the bad kind of tickets. This thing I'm talking about with Jane today is the good kind. Harry Styles, live on tour, comes to the Masonic in San Francisco on Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday, and it's quite completely sold out. But Jane has a pair of tickets and early entry to the show, which, as it turns out, means you get to get in before everyone else and get yourself
get up to the prime spot.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to win, today at 4:05 is going to be your chance to call in and win tickets to Harry Styles live on tour. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Here's what's happening. Unfortunately, we begin with a terrorist attack.
Mm.
A homemade bomb exploded on a packed London subway train during rush hour on Friday morning, leaving 22 people injured. It happened at 8:20 a.m. local time. So, they say it was a terrorist attack. It's the fifth of the year, and they are now investigating.
They're saying that it actually would have been much worse if the whole thing had detonated. I guess it was packed to be a much larger bomb, and only part of it went off.
That's a picture of the bomb. It's an improvised explosive.
Yeah.
Looks like it was put in a bucket.
Yeah.
Bucket bomb.
I guess the thing is, you know, they put all that extra shrapnel in there, mm-hmm. all
the loose
screws and stuff, yeah. to do as much damage as possible. And the people on that train are really lucky that the whole thing didn't go.
I was thinking about Edson.
Right.
Scott's husband. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so we did have a terrorist attack, 22 injured, and they're investigating. This is interesting. We've been talking about couples, long-term relationships, and how it seems they can get turned frosty at times. Mm. Happens more often for women, according to the research done, than men.
Oh, you're talking about what we were talking about yesterday, where right. a woman's not interested in sex anymore.
Like a third.
I still love you, but I just don't want to do it.
Find themselves going months at a time in the last year and without.
No problem.
Right. 15% of men was the number. And they say one of the big contributing factors to that is young children. Mm. Either being pregnant or having young children in the house. Total turnoff, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, here's a couple. It doesn't say it had anything to do with children. But a Florida woman punched her husband. They say estranged here, but they were still living in the same house. Mm. They were together.
Maybe they're estranged now.
Well...
that this has happened.
She punched him in the face when he tried to enter the bedroom because he heard the sounds of sex. So she's in the bedroom. The door is locked. He hears the sounds of carnal pleasure.
Oh.
And is like, what the?
Hey,
there's a guy in there giving it to my wife.
Oh. Was she watching?
She was alone.
Watching.
Giving it to...
Oh, so she was loudly
enjoying,
helping herself out.
Yes.
Huh. I thought maybe she was watching porn, so he heard that.
No. Nope. Police responded to a domestic disturbance call. This was early yesterday. They found Garrett Higgs, 43, standing in the driveway of his home in Florida, Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
As if they don't have enough problems in Florida. They've got to respond now to domestic disturbances over
sex toys and punch outs.
I guess this is a home the husband, Garrett, shares with his wife, Flavia.
Oh, Flavia.
I think that's Brazilian, right?
I don't know, but it's beautiful. Flavia.
Flavia is, I think.
I've heard that name before.
Brazilian.
Sure.
Mm. Flavia.
Anyway, I have a picture of the couple, which I can show you in a second. They're a good looking couple. I don't know what went wrong, but they hadn't been intimate in over a year, says the man, Garrett Higgs.
Maybe she was just moaning and stuff to make him feel jealous and like, I'm in here having fun and you're locked out.
There you are.
The
not.
Origin of Flavia.
Yeah.
Ancient Roman name meaning blonde.
Oh. Flavia.
So it's Italian.
Mm. It's beautiful.
Anyway, he got home around 12:30 and heard moaning from the house, from the bedroom.
Oh.
He thought that someone was in there with his wife and decided he needed to get in. He knocked, got no answer. Thought it was another man, you know. So he got a screwdriver and pried open the door. And that's when he found his wife alone. And she tried to physically escort him out by punching him square in the face.
Boof.
Flavia says the couple's relationship has been failing. And she had to give it to herself. And that's when he barged into the bedroom. So
is she getting charged?
Yes, yeah. She punched him in the face.
Yep.
So
couldn't she say he trespassed in my private quarters?
Well, his story does seem, I mean, he's the husband. Could you not do it in our house with me here?
You weren't here. You were at work.
But I'm here now.
Yeah, but I was. Listen, I get to have my private time.
You wouldn't think that if it was the other way around. The guy was taking care of himself.
Well, listen, when the first knock came in, I'd be like, I'm in here. I'm in here alone, and I'm in here. Privacy. Wouldn't you?
When the knock
comes in, you say, like, seriously.
I don't know. As a woman, I swear to God, I make very little noise when that happens.
I make no noise.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I can if I want to do that, like set myself free. But I've learned from practice
set yourself free.
How to do this quietly.
Vinny sets himself free.
Well, you know what I mean.
Set it free, Vinny.
Let her rip.
Normally, yeah, you are like, I'm quiet. Yeah. I can do this quietly. I learned to do this quietly with my mom in the other room watching General Hospital. Mm. Like, I know how to do this quiet. So, I don't know. But, you know, yeah, if you're alone and you get into it.
So you're saying if the house is empty and at 1 p.m., you're, you know.
I wouldn't even notice or think about it.
So you just set yourself free.
So if it happens. Do whatever.
You should tape it sometime and just see what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to hear that tape?
I would.
It's really wrong of us to want to, but we do.
We do.
Anyway, the point is, yes, I can do that quietly. And I understand she was alone. That's you.
No, I think that's
we
me
have sounds
imitating
of
you.
I can't do you. I can't do it.
510 says, was she using hemp oil?
Is that what that is? It's hemp oil?
I don't know what it is.
I guess. I don't
that
know.
Makes
I
sense because hemp doesn't have the THC necessary to get someone high. That's why people are big fans of it,
right?
And hated that it was
I like
illegal.
My hemp shirt
because you could use it to make clothes,
sure,
and paper, rope and
paper, all kinds of stuff. Grows fast,
parents.
Replenishes itself. Oh, parents, what about them?
It's a thing. You know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
you try your hardest. You hope not to fail. You really love that kid.
You do.
According to a new survey, the average parent says they feel guilty 23 times per week over decisions they make.
Oh, sure.
Guilt.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I don't know. I grew up just feeling guilty about everything.
Me too.
It's like a Catholic thing, but it's also just sort of the way I was raised. I don't know. I just feel guilty. I feel guilty if I'm having too much fun. I feel guilty if I'm not. I feel guilty if I let my kid eat something. I feel guilty if I don't.
I don't feel guilty about that stuff, but certainly when I know better and I've done something that I, like, come on, man.
Oh, no, I don't even have to have done something. I just feel guilty in general, like, oh, I'm alive.
I'm breathing.
Okay, so well, you're all new levels. And you're not even Catholic.
Well, I'm not anything now, but you can't escape your upbringing. I feel bad about it. I've been trying to fight it. I'm a recovering Catholic.
Survey found that 75% of people feel like there's pressure to be the perfect parent from friends, family, social media, and elsewhere. So.
Well, you know, I have to say the social media thing is definitely, that is real. Because you see these people, I've had to like talk myself off a ledge. Like, you know, that person's life is not as perfect as they're making. Of course they put the good pictures up. They don't put the one where the kid is covered in porridge and, you know, screaming.
Porridge.
You know, whatever. I don't know what they've got on them, you know.
Okay. Porridge from the orphanage.
You know, porridge from the Three Bears. I don't know. Porridge. My mom would give us cream of wheat and call it porridge so that we would, you know, feel like we were in the Three Bears. So it's always been porridge to me. That's, any oatmeal, grits, or cream of wheat is always porridge. Yeah. just hate it. And then, you know, chicks who like could put a whole look together when they were dropping their kids off at school. And I was always just like, Jesus. I looked down at my like ratty sweatpants and my half on, half off sneakers. I just slid my heels and the whole back of them is folded down underneath and just some crummy teeth.
Yeah, but that's not your game. I don't understand. No. I mean, of
you
all the things.
You just feel bad about it. Like, well, oh, look how perfect. What's going on in their
it's
life?
It's not like it's ever been your game and your game has slipped. You never had that. I don't understand why you'd feel guilty about it. I had pictures of you. Well, find the pictures of you at DRE when you were a young lady. Your yeah. ball cap backwards.
Exactly.
Cig hanging out of your mouth. Your Doc Martens that you wore every day.
I know, but I was like, these people were my peers, and I was seeing them every day. And I wound up, I was like, I guess I got to go, you know, try to, like, brush my hair. And you know,
brushing your hair is not a bad thing.
Player commercial.
Pressing down on me.
Wherever there's news. What is it?
Close.
Wherever there's breaking news.
Right, whatever.
Yeah.
Not feel guilty about that. What? I guess I wasn't trying hard enough at GRE. What? Could have saved that station if only I'd tried harder.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I don't know. More of me grousing about all the things I've done wrong in my life.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.